Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste and welcome, beloveds. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
Hey, we are the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra, and you know who this is. This is my beloved Sri Ram Ka.
I don't have to say a word.
He does not. You know, it's so wondrous today because as we enter this extraordinary week, this culminating week of July, the week that Mercury goes direct, the week that cement stick stops, there is so much happening, and the energy of August is extraordinary and beautiful. And I wanted to share, we are, one of the reasons I was going to introduce my husband was he's been checking out all of our feeds,
yeah.
And it looks like we are absolutely just fine
at
over
official
at
Sri and Kira.
Official Sri and Kira YouTube. Of course, we are broadcasting to you live at bbsradio.com. We are broadcasting to you live at onenesstalkradio.com, where you can listen, chat, and watch if you choose to. And I believe we are over at Facebook, Sri, is that correct?
We're over at Facebook. Just do a search for live and see what happens. I'm not sure where on Facebook.
We're not sure which Facebook. We've been having some interesting issues. There are two. There is Oneness Talk Radio, which is where we should be. But anyway, we love you. We are glad you are here. Now, hey, that call board is filling up already. So get in. 517-208-1500. Again, I'm going to wait so we can get in too.
No, we're in.
Okay, we're in. 517-208-1500, and you can listen to the show while you are dialed in. Just remember, if we call on you, to turn your volume down so we can have a really amazingly clear, beautiful connection together while we are speaking. Now, Sri, I just want to first give a shout out to everyone that was with us yesterday.
Yes.
You've already had kind of a preview of what's coming and how this is building up. And if you were not with us yesterday, where can they find that show, Sri?
Well, that show is up at Oneness Talk Radio YouTube channel. You'll find it there. And it will be up at Oneness Talk Radio's webpage along with this show this afternoon.
It will be. And remember, the name of that show is Explore the Mysteries. And if you can't remember which show you want to see from us, just go to our personal page, Sri and Kira, and they're all listed there. So the reason we want to give the shout out is how many of you right now have navigated this month and thought to yourself, you know, that was one interesting retrograde. That baby had a hold on things, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know we've had, how much have we had to, it's almost a joke with us lately, like just plan on doing it twice.
Redo.
All the time, because what's this month about? Resolution. Remember? July resolution.
And I can't remember any time in recent history that we've had so many retrograde technology experiences.
How about you? Have you guys been like crazy with the technology fails and the wild things? Even 30 seconds before Sri and I went on the air, all of our mics failed, and we had to literally reboot all of our equipment.
Redo.
That was the magic, right?
So one of the things that the retrograde teaches us is to be tenacious in our commitment to where we're going.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the foothold is a little slippery and we falter, but then you get up and keep going. And that metaphor is really strong and pertinent for this time. And I'll tell you what, the retrograde's not over yet.
Remember, this is the week that the retrograde, and if you were with us yesterday, we started talking about this, and we have so much to share, plus so many powerful requests have come in on the emails, all of our callers. It's a big show.
Absolutely.
For a big moment, because as the retrograde goes direct, remember, we will still be in the shadow for another 2 weeks. We are going to be in the shadow of this till August 15th. However, at the end of this week, as Mercury comes into its direct position, it's really coming into its direct position in the latter half of the week. Thereby, the first half of the week is really about resolution. You know, what was the promise that July had? That by the end of this month, you would know where you stand. And I know certainly we have been having so many resolutionary type experiences that I'm really getting very clear on where I might stand personally. How about you? Where do you stand? What is your life about? You know, and this really ties into what we have to share today, because there has been a strong revelation that came forward that was not, we were unaware of this revelation last week this time. This revelation came in because of the second journey of the lineage holders. And so we've had a very profound week of constant daily divine directors and soulmates, information, redos, and resolutions.
You know, one of the things that I find wondrous on the spiritual journey is it keeps getting deeper. It keeps getting richer.
Yeah.
You know, oftentimes when we hit a plateau and we don't realize we're on a plateau, we're in a state where we think, I got it all figured out.
Yeah.
You know, I got this.
And then we
oftentimes want to share all that wisdom with other people.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's fine and dandy. It's
Absolutely.
Good to take a little rest sometimes and go, okay, I've done pretty good. But then lift your gaze and look, there's further. In an infinitely expanding universe, your attainment, your growth will also expand in that infinite fashion. And so tied into what Kira was just sharing with you, for Kira and I, there's been so much coming in and our eyes are opening wider. Our recognitions are getting deeper. And I feel like a newcomer all over again. It's like the beginner's mind.
I love that, though. You know, I really do. It's funny. Last night, Sri and I were able to, we really enjoyed, we watched Rocket Man. We got a beautiful
Elton John
documentary. And I just loved how, and this was, of course, just the documentary of the addiction phase of his life. And I was really grateful at the end that they showed what an extraordinary life and what an incredible being this man is. But what I really enjoyed was the final song.
Mm-hmm.
And the words, you know, I'm still standing. Right?
I'm still standing.
All right, Sri. But it's the words, right? I'm still standing better than I ever did, right? And about feeling like a little kid.
Yeah.
This is a month of resolution. When we bring resolution into our heart through our awakened eyes, then we are able to stand in the empowerment of our divine presence. And this is so important, especially this week, because behind Sri and I, this is the graphic that we created for August. And you can see there's a lot going on in here. And we're not going to explain all of this because this is in our official August Ascension Energy video. That video will be uploaded at Official Sri and Kira tomorrow. This information that you're receiving on this show today is about this week and the overarching energy of August
and a precursor, and really
why, with all of our heart and soul, this is such an important moment. And I don't know that we can ever, certainly I don't feel that I could ever adequately share or try to convey to you the power, empowered presence that is waiting for you to claim in this moment. And we actually have created some graphics to show you today because we are in an energetic experience that has not happened before. And we're going to be sharing all of that in detail in the final lineage holder this Tuesday night, because the final lineage holder this Tuesday night is all about going on a very conscious journey for almost 2 full hours together.
Yeah.
And so it's just journey to journey to journey to journey using graphics that are illustrating what is happening right now and how to make that choice. Because remember, we learn June was what? June was the awareness. June was the lineage holder awareness, which called us all forward, bringing us into this July experience of resolution through this retrograde momentum. And one of the things we talked about yesterday was that this is very much like the cement, right? All month long.
We've been stirring.
Yep.
And it's getting harder.
Yeah. You know, how long can you stir cement before you can't stir anymore? Well, this is it. It's this week. And as we mentioned yesterday on the show, and really go watch yesterday's show because we want to really dive ahead today, that stick is now where it's going to be. You know, at the end of this month, resolution is here. You're going to know where you stand. What is done, and what is here, and that is worth celebrating. So it is.
Yeah.
And so is your stick literally a stick, and are you staring down at cement? Or have you been, as this density energy has been winding tighter and tighter, have you been in your ascended presence unwinding, which is what we've been talking about, whereby this moment right now would be, it's kind of like the sword from the stone. It's like the Arthur story, right? Your stick is not stuck in cement. It is your staff. It is your laser. It is your ray of light. It is that which you are ready to command. And that's a profound energy that is here. And I do want to share that, and we will be sharing all about this in the video that you'll see by tomorrow, our official just all about August video. The overarching video of August is the Ascended Mother Presence. Yet, I'm going to do this. You see that behind?
There she
you
is.
See over my shoulder here? Okay.
There she is.
There, yeah, her right there. Okay. The Ascended Mother that's coming forward is Kali. It's Ma Kali. So August is a power-filled month of really rich opportunity. And so please watch the video tomorrow. Please, please, please. And as you are preparing for that, resolution is before you. What is really available for you to claim right now?
You know, I love the energy of Kali because it teaches us not to be timid. It teaches us that there is forceful energy that comes forward when we stand in our truth. Now, this isn't about a bullhorn type of thing. This is about simply, oh, I am here.
Yeah.
You know, it's the force of that purity. And Kali, as a mother image, is the mother that is saying, I'm here. You can do this. Let's get on with it together. And no excuses.
And we have a lot more to share about this because Kali is so misunderstood. And so, you know, her fearsome mythical presentation puts most people off. And certainly she's easy to judge by her appearance.
Yes.
Yet of all of the archetypal goddesses, she is the one that arises with the greatest empowered compassion. And that's what this ascended mother energy is, that is the overarching energy of August, which we will be talking about in our video. So let's kind of pull back right now and let's talk about what's happening right now. And I think a good way to start is maybe just to really read. We put a lot of this text in our e-card. And so let's start there.
Sure.
And then I do want to share that I see the phone lines are really full. We are going to get to you.
We're
and we are going to get to some of your emails as well, because we have lots of emails that came in as well.
So the week ahead is really filled with the energy of Mercury becoming stationary at the end of the week. As Kira was sharing earlier, as Mercury becomes stationary, that energy of redo or resolution,
right,
the resolve, the stick in the cement, is we're clear. And what happens then as this energy takes its clarity is that those that are participating completely in density consciousness are filled with an ego-based reality, and that ego is a lot like a little child having a tantrum. It's my way, or I lost this, or you better do that. And so this tantrum energy is going to arise as simultaneously the empowered energy.
Well, and what's important to understand about that is that this temper tantrum, what's going to happen is that it's going to realize that when that child of density, is how we're describing this, when that child of density throws the temper tantrums this week specifically, they're going to start recognizing that if you throw a tantrum too often and you throw the same tantrum over and over, there comes a point where you are no longer heard. Now, the good news about that is that that's the density experience that is the kind of the push me pull you, because we have, as I mentioned, Mercury goes direct in the latter half of the week. July culminates in the first half of the week. So it's very much about balance. It's kind of why we have this yin yang for August. And you notice that both the light and the dark have their eyes wide open right now. All eyes are open. And so as we come together with this resolution energy in the beginning part of July, well, everything is resolving. Remember that energy is neutral. And so everything is resolving in one way or another. And as that comes forward, that tantrum is going to start throwing. But in the second half of the week, this lineage holder clarity energy is like a ripple effect. And as a matter of fact, we created a graphic to show you what's been happening on the planet because it has not ever happened in a long, long time. And so what's happening is with that ripple effect, there is an opportunity for more beings to wake up in a faster way than ever before. Mm-hmm. And this is what we started talking about yesterday, that in some respects, it's challenging and our hearts are big around you.
Well, and this is in part the clarion call of God,
exactly.
Of Goddess Kali.
Yes.
If you are stuck, we all have our egos. The question is, how fully absorbed are you into it? You know, and so when a person is in their ego and this authentic empowered energy comes forward, either they, you know, they dig
repel,
in and
right?
repel, or part of them goes, wait a minute.
Yep.
I feel the call in my heart. I feel the call to my authenticity.
Right.
And it could well be this call will call them out into a more authentic, empowered way of being.
And that's cleansing.
Yes.
Right? And that's really cleansing because in this energy, this bridge this week, this resolution of July, actually then beginning that exhale, right? We're coming out of this Mercury retrograde. But the key is, did you get further stuck in this because of this retrograde? Have you been spiraling? Where has your focus been? Literally, where are you looking? Now, this is really important to understand. And we have graphics and we're going to talk a whole bunch about this in the second half of the show because we are in the middle of an energetic experience that is unlike any other. I will share this with you. High percentage of emails from people from the Lineage Holder Gathering, people that listen to the radio shows, people that just, you know us or send us emails. Lots of people having extreme ascension energy symptoms. We are no exception. Every being is having these symptoms in one way or another. Whether they're in denial around them or not, whether they understand what they are or not, doesn't matter. Now, I do want to share before I go any further with this specific sharing. If you are ever in a moment where you are in serious pain and you think you need a doctor, go see the doctor. Go to an emergency room. We did, and it saved his life. So there is such a Kali Yuga misunderstanding. Allopathic medicine is a gift for emergency intervention. And so when you have a situation, you know, we are here to have that full experience.
Right.
So the reason I'm sharing that is many people who are having such extreme experiences that it is calling them to emergency rooms, the vast majority are writing us back saying they can't find anything wrong with me. Well, honestly, that's because everything's right with you. There's nothing wrong with you except when you're seen through the lens of density. Remember, there is density sanity and there is ascended sanity. And that's getting thicker. And that's why the moment to lift has never been more valuable to say yes to than right now.
You know, I have this image come into my mind. I'll share it with you. The egoic identity for people who are deep in density, the ego is a little bit like a bomb shelter. You know, it's this big structure and it says nothing can get in.
And it's well stocked.
I have all the ego reinforcement I need right in my own home, you know, that kind of thing. And the reason I say that is when you are kind of straddling the dimensions, meaning your body is reacting to ascension frequency energies.
Right.
You know, in my case, I was deeply dehydrated, and I really needed an IV to stabilize due to the vertigo I was experiencing. So everyone has their own stories. The key is you can utilize all the resources of the world.
Yeah.
They're there for you to support you.
Absolutely.
And trust your inner knowing, because it really comes down to the center of the cyclone is your heart.
Woo! And this is let's talk about that in the second half of the show, because right now I want to start out with some of these emails that have come in.
Sure.
Now, beautiful angels, you can always send us an email, and you can send those emails to guest at Sri and Kira Radio. Again, guest at SriandKiraRadio.com. We do have our producer who looks at all of the emails, and what we try to do is respond to those that really capture the essence of not just a personal sharing, but a broader sharing. And there's a couple here, Sri, that have come in, and I want to save one of them for the second half of the show because it actually talks about something we started talking about yesterday, and we're going to have a graphic. So that one I'm going to save for the second half of the show. But I think this one, why don't we start right here?
Sure, sure.
Okay,
this one comes in asking for a mini soul reading, and the copy of the text goes like this. Greetings, Sri and Kira. Thank you so much for all your sharing and the work you do.
Thank you,
dear. Listening to the second journey reminded me that I have always felt this knowing of being part of another.
Mm.
Regarding soul union, it is also been a distraction on this journey.
Yep.
I woke up with the right side of my head very sensitive and sore yesterday, and which left my right thumb feeling very numb, and it seems to have diminished now.
Yeah.
Would you please offer a soul reading? It would be much appreciated. Love and blessings, Yumna.
Well, Yumna, the reason that we shared your specific request, a couple reasons. Number one, many, many people who were with us during the Lineage Holder journey last Tuesday are expressing similar symptomology. Let's put it that way. I will first share with you that this Tuesday night, we are going to be doing a practice. There is actually a cosmic meridian energy field, just like you have your meridians of the energy field of the third dimensional body. There are cosmic meridians, and they're the primary cosmic meridian for many people is blocked, and you are demonstrating most of that symptomology. Mm-hmm. And when I gaze at you, as Sri was reading it, that's what I heard, is that you are another one that there's nothing wrong with you. There's everything right with you. You're in a process. Now, the other thing that I'm hearing is breath. Your body is screaming for breath. I mean, really deep breath. And so if you have downloaded our app, which I pray you have, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, do the Om Aum breath. It's free. He teaches to you in video format. It's easy to use. The other is for you, they're saying when you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, a deep cleansing breath. And before you go to bed at night, a deep cleansing breath. Mm-hmm. That hand on heart, deep cleansing breath, that for you right now, this is all about clearing and lifting, and they're saying, be patient. Resolution is at hand. And I want to offer that out to all the rest of you that are having these types of symptomologies. Be patient. Resolution is at hand. We are right in the bridge. It's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's it. That's it. And we are in this beautiful process that will support us through this rising ascended mother, this energy of August that is very much coming forward with a empowered moment ahead mm-hmm. of all of us. So, mm-hmm. so thank you for writing, Sri. And then we have this other one. Now, this one's a little longer, so I'll let you decide how much. But again, this one came in from one of our lineage holders from the lineage holder gathering. But whether you've been with us these past few weeks on this journey or not, energetically you're with us. We're all together. We are one energy. And so this is why we're using this venue to share. So let's share this one, Sri.
All right. This is from Colleen. And she says, hi.
Hi, Colleen.
So first off, I want to say, wow, I couldn't be at this week's coming together. It's 2 a.m. Where I am. Mm-hmm. And I needed to be there for my kids. But I will be there next week. I woke up this morning so happy, like something big happened. My soul was jumping with joy, and I couldn't wait for the video. As life goes, first I didn't have internet, and it was Friday, and still I couldn't get into it.
Mercury!
She goes on describing that. She says, I was a little disappointed at myself for not having this, getting out of my own way this time around. But a voice keeps telling me I have so much love and compassion for others. Why not have it for myself?
I love this voice.
Yeah, a big eye opener. And so now I don't go into panic as much. I just go with the flow, being and listening. I have a lot of energy in my hands, a terrible headache and pressure in my head and eyes. And
this is the cosmic meridian point we're opening Tuesday night.
And my ears are out of whack.
All part of the same meridian field.
And I'm saying thank you.
So are we.
So I would really appreciate a mini soul read, as the last time was 10 years ago with my mom.
No way!
I wish you knew how much that would mean to me. Thanks for everything you do. I love you guys. Loads of love, Colleen.
Well, Colleen, first and foremost, again, thank you for letting us read your email, because this is, again, as you heard with Yumna and many, many others, there is a moment here before all of us. We are all going through the experience of this, how do I want to describe it? Up-leveling, right? I mean, Ken yesterday shared up-leveling. I think I'll use that word. But Angel, as I'm connecting with you right now, I'm like bowing and I see this huge cosmic being around you. And they're standing with their arms like up like this. And they're saying, lift up, look up and receive, that there is a bounty in front of you and you just need to look up. And it's so funny because Archangel Zadkiel is whispering and saying, just keep your eyes on the divine at all times. And so it is. Thank you for writing in, my love. And make sure you're there Tuesday night when we finish opening these cosmic meridians, because everything's going to get easier. I promise you.
Yes.
I love you. Thank you, my love. Sri, I'm just feeling our call board. And it looks like we have to start. We're going to Amityville, New York. And I just heard we have to start in Amityville, New York. Namaste. Welcome.
Hi, Sri and Kira. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
It's a bit of a personal sharing, but I feel called to share because you get the Ascended Mother energy rising.
Yes.
And the past 2 years have been very hard for me. I have a 2-year-old angel who I absolutely love, but I have been very devoted to her, but she has a lot. She requests a lot of me during the night, and I haven't been able to get sleep. And I know this seems like a very cliche thing for a parent, but it has been beyond challenging. And I am unable to just do. I've tried everything except for just letting her cry it out, which is what a lot of people tell me to do. I just don't know what's the fifth dimensional way out of this, because it's gone beyond what I can take, and I just am out of any other things to try that, you know, that resonate with my heart. So I feel like there's too much giving, so that's why I say this mother energy, but I would appreciate a mini soul reading over this issue, and I love you all. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, honey, you're bringing tears to my eyes, because as a mother myself, I so understand. I so understand. And I do want to share with you that, yes, this is, in many ways, you are actually modeling the entire universe. And this is what I was seeing. And I know that so many people write me about children, and so many people write me with these questions. And especially not the exact situation, but very similar, where I really don't know what to do anymore. I can't. And so here is what I'm feeling and experiencing around you. First of all, my entire crown chakra is tingling. I mean, my entire crown chakra. And what I'm hearing is that this is a soul agreement that is nearing completion. So you, of course you're tired. You're at that, you've actually gone almost like you've stretched it longer than it would have had to be. And in this moment, there is an opportunity for you to have absolute resolution. And what they're saying is that your energy field needs to free itself outside of this sense of onlyness around your daughter. That, yes, she is your daughter. She is your love. She is your angel. And she is. I'm looking at her and she is powerful. But that's why she picked you, because you must rise. You must rise. And they're showing me you. You're sitting in a chair and you're just kind of like your hands are in your head going, okay, what do I do now? And I'm watching as your hands go down to the chair and I'm literally watching your oversoul step up out. And she's wearing this beautiful robe and she's carrying herself like a queen. And they're saying, my queen, your daughter needs you. She needs the queen. And they're saying, Queen Mother, it is your time. Now, on a very, very 3D note, there's this other energy that stands next to you that guides you during your 3D days that said you need to go away for two nights and she needs to be left in the hands of a caregiver. I don't know who that is, but that when you come back from those two nights, your clarity will soar to a level you have never seen before and things will start resolving. So that's everything they want me to share around you, Angel. And thank you, because all of us need to have these energies around us. Thank you, my love. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Namaste, beloved one. Wow, you know, my heart, you know. I mean, just so many beautiful people and so many beautiful energies. And Shree, such a big call board. And I just... let's all breathe, because again, you know, as we are heading into this week right now, I think it's really important to remember that as we resolve, as that cement stick sticks, it'll all be here. It'll all be out in the open. So the other key that is always important to be honest with yourself about in that moment is, are you actually having the courage to look? Because August will be a choice month, and we go in cycles. September will bring us to another awareness month, right? Those are never the overall, that's just the way we flow. It always goes awareness, experience, choice. So here we are in a choice month, and the choice months are always the ones that can have some very fascinating energy around. Well, they all have fascinating energy, but this choice month is extremely fascinating because this rise of the Ascended Mother is due in huge part to what's happening with the dimensional shifting right now. And that's what we're going to be talking about more in the second half of the show. But Shree, I think before we go any further, we should say hi to another caller. It looks like you're going to Sweden. Hey, you're Swedish. All right. We're going to Sweden. Namaste, Sweden.
Hello.
Hi, namaste.
From 8th of June that had a painting.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. How wonderful to connect with you.
Yes. I feel I really need a minute of reading. I feel quite confused but clear at the same time.
Aww. It's always... Go ahead, honey.
It's mainly about... I have two major relationships, karmic relationships, that I feel are resolving. I wonder about those, and I wonder about the professional life, and there's many things, and my stepping into my power is the most important one, of course.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, Angel... I'd first like you to put your hands on your heart, and I'm going to put my hands on my heart, and I want you to just take in a deep breath and really relax, because I'm really finding it absolutely no accident that you're with us right now, because as we are bridging into this month of choice with resolution and choice, of course this is all in front of you, and of course this is like plaguing you. And I am smiling because as you were sharing with me, there's this beautiful, beautiful angelic presence that stands right behind you and very, very one. In other words, very he-she, very male-female, very Shiva-Shakti. And it's beautiful right behind you. And it just keeps whispering, when did you forget who you are? That these questions are coming from the place inside you that is doubting. And they're saying that they know your life has had many experiences and many situations that have brought you to this moment. And it's like I'm watching them and it's like they're throwing this, it's like this beautiful ray of light is being sent towards you in this moment. And they're saying, yes. Arise and remember who you are. It is obvious that your relationships must be a partnership, and it is obvious that you must lead instead of follow. And so it is. Many blessings. Thank you, sweetheart. I'm so glad we got through to you. Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste. 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 Whew, I'm breathing. Are you breathing?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You know, one of the things that I'm reminded about is that in this time of opportunity that is upon the whole planet here and other planets at the same time.
Yes.
This time of opportunity, those of us who have traveled here on Earth have acquired pains, traumas, subconscious material, the stuff that we've invested our life force energy in or have had life force energy kind of pinched off when we've had an accident or a traumatic impact.
Oh, yeah.
And this, because of the recognition of the time we're in, has called me and my heart to offer some healing tools to help people resolve these imprints, to resolve these, just call it misallocated life force energy.
Guys, I have to jump in because what Sri has done is so incredibly of great service to the planet. I just can't believe he's doing this again. But what he did was he put in four small sessions, three distinct healing modalities. One of them is in just two sessions. In one session, you can learn something that will honestly change your life in one session. And in August, with this rising energy of the Ascended Mother and what's going to be this Ma Kali moment, I'm not good with green screen yet, this Ma Kali moment, oh my God, give yourself this gift and join him. Just go to sriankira.com and it's right on the homepage, right?
Yeah, if you click on the events, and just to give you a sense of this very briefly, we, each and every one of us, because we have a human ego and we're evolving out of that, the ego needs to be healed before it can be dropped or released.
Right.
The ego that is unhealed will always have a hand reaching up, trying to reach in and control things.
Yeah, and
because
hint,
of fear.
Hint, hint, Kali is all about ego.
And so the first session we're doing is how to use ascended practices for releasing statements, for forgiveness, for
that really work.
For recentering.
Right.
And then that leads us into clearing deep-seated traumas.
Yes.
Whether it was an accident or a sexual abuse, a physical abuse.
Any trauma. It could even be past life overlay.
Yeah. And there are effective ways to do this painlessly. You know, and I spent many years as a therapist, and I did it the hard way at first, which is reliving these things and having to and re-traumatizing. And it's not needed.
No.
There are some fast, wonderful ways to do it, some tricks I've learned over the years that I want to share so that you can help yourself and help others. These are professional-grade healing techniques that you can use with people in your practice or in your family or friends.
Well, as a matter of fact, these programs are being taken by all of Sri's Avesa Medical Intuitive practitioners and practitioner students, but he opened this up. There is no prerequisite. Get into this program.
Just come join us.
Be there. Just give yourself this gift because check it out. You're a mother. You learn how to do this technique. Use it with your children. Use it with yourself. Use it with your partners. Bring it into your workplace because none of these have any type of scary metaphysical overlay, so to speak. They're very practically applicable. So,
they really work.
So, hey, this Tuesday, July 30th, is when we culminate the lineage holders. And because of the extraordinary energy coming in August, and because once we all activate at this level, stuff comes up. My beloved husband, rather than taking the month to rest, put this program on the book. So give yourself a blessing.
This is something I can share. It's useful, and I hope you'll join me.
And I know you will love it. And, you know, Sri, let's talk about this what's happening on the planet this week. Because this is, guys, now seriously, you know that we only offer positive information. But yesterday, Sri and I, for the first time ever, shared what we have received regarding this new 5G experience. And what we can share with you is this, that through that information, and we had a lot come through, and this is all in the official August video that will be published tomorrow night. If you're catching us live, Monday the 31st, or is Monday the 1st?
30th.
No.
The 29th. Pick a number.
Monday the 29th, that video will be out, and you want to watch that video. But here's what's happened. It's just another way to keep collapsing the fourth dimensional energies, thereby starting to affect the fifth dimension. Now, I went ahead and I made this graphic, so I'm going to put it up. And if you're watching us, you'll see this graphic. If you're listening to us, I'm going to do my best to describe it. So here's what's happening, my angels. What you are staring at in the very, very center of this graphic, what you'll see is looks like a drop of water, but that drop of water, when it hit the water, it has like these ridges around it. It opened up this movement, and this movement has all around it, you see the wavy lines. All around it is like, the way I see it is as this dark, wavy field that's very hard to get out of. Like there's very few little streaks of violet energy and blue energy that you can lift out, and that where you can lift out is becoming less and less and less. This is that energy of the cement stirring. Now, that drop in the water was the miracle energy that happened in June. That was the call of the lineage holders. And you see what happened? It's a rise. It lifted up out of that third dimensional soup. Yet, because there is a moment in front of us where we are all being, let's just say, made even more aware of the Kali Yuga than ever, where the truth will be not found, where it's going to be very, very hard, where all voices that are true voices are going to start having a greater, more challenging experience, because they're working with you at the level of your own self-interference. Let's put it that way. So when you gaze at this, that what you're seeing, and we'll be talking about this extensively in the lineage holders, because this is kind of our job. It's why we were awakened. That is a new dimension. That is a trapped energy. And that wavy energy you see there between the third and that collapsed fourth, which is right outside of that wavy area, you see that kind of fuzzy blue. That's that collapsed fourth dimension. Okay. Between the third and the fourth collapse has evolved what they are calling as the fear dimension. And this is why in the third dimension right now, they are in the center of their own storm. So imagine that this beautiful drop in the water, you see this beautiful water in the middle. Well, the third dimension right now is having the time of its life. It's in its full expression in every single way, including your own, right? If we are carrying a body, then we are aware of what's happening in the third dimension. And it is becoming harder and harder to find your way out. That is coagulating around. You see around the drop there, all that kind of watery energy. Well, that watery energy, you notice there's only one little space there left where you can actually find your way out and find your way up into the fifth dimension. However, you can always lift out. And that's why this activation, that's why this energy has been so important, because that blue kind of fuzzy fourth dimensional collapse is now eroding the fifth dimension. And so you'll see the fifth dimension there is now very, very fluid. You'll notice it's a combination of blues and crystal energies, but it's now become one with this eroding fourth dimensional collapse. And if the fourth dimension completely becomes one with this rising fear dimension, then that's a moment whereby it's like you'll be happy you're in the third dimension, but lifting will become nearly impossible. You will literally forget what you have forgotten. And so it will be a second layer of forgetfulness. And so this is why the third dimension, which is having the time of its life right now, is doing everything it can to self-preserve and to get you to buy into it and not do anything about it. And so if you become angry, you actually feed the fear dimension. Anger will trap you. Doubt will trap you. Now, like I mentioned, if you're part of the Lineage Holders Gathering, we're going to be talking a lot about this Tuesday night and how you can move through it. However, we wanted you to actually see what's happening, because this is that moment, that resolution moment. And that fear dimension, according to the ensoulments that we have been getting, it has been many, 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 like before the Atlantean times, when that was opened on this planet before. So it has been something that is very unique. And it's the reason we all chose to be here now. Remember that we are all volunteers. We all chose to be in this particular linear timeline, in this manifested co-creative realm right now.
You know, one of the beauties and tragedies of the free will experience is that when a lot of folks gather with a fear consensus,
yes,
saying, oh, no, fear is very real, and all this going on, you need to be afraid, you know, and all of that.
When, right.
When you have that consensus, it really creates this wobble.
And it literally has. And you know, how long have we been? 10 years ago, that fear dimension did not even exist. We were talking about the collapse of the fourth dimension when a lot of people didn't want to see it, still don't want to see it. But it's because that fourth dimension collapsed that it actually fed right into the, quote, energy of the third dimension that would seek to encapsulate the third dimension. And we've seen what? The rise in fear.
Well, we've seen the rise in polarity. We've seen the rise in all kinds of isms.
Right.
And what this is it's like gasoline for polarity.
Yeah.
And so the good news is that we learn through discernment. And as you look out into the world, if you ever feel that little touch inside that says, where is the heart? Where is the compassion and what's going on? Then hold your hand on your heart and forgive them.
They know not what they do, sincerely.
You know, and keep working with that ascended energy, because your radiance will help them remember eventually.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, let go of time.
Right.
Just radiate.
Yeah. And again, please, please, please watch our video, the Ascension Predictions video, which will be out by the 29th at Official Sri and Kira at YouTube, because we have a lot more to share about that. And we also have a lot more to share today. And Sri, I'm looking at Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay, let's
we
say
need
hi.
To go there. Namaste, Santa Fe. We miss you. We love Santa Fe.
Hello there. Yes. And actually, I'm not there anymore. I had to move to a lower altitude, but I sure miss the land of enchantment.
Oh, yes. And, well, welcome.
And right now I'm holding a little amethyst crystal that you both gave me the first time I met you at a presentation you gave in Santa Fe.
Thank you.
And I carry that with me most times.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And that's been many years past. And what was I going to say? I went to the Tosa Ranch there in the East Mountains regularly also.
Thank you.
So anyway, I like most people, I think I'm kind of confused as to where I am, if I'm doing it right or wrong. And a mini soul reading would be great. And just to let you know, I love you guys.
Oh,
oodles and oodles.
Oh, feel those oodles right back at you. I love that. We love you too. And we really do. You know, it was such an extraordinary moment to begin our journey in New Mexico in the East Mountains. And those gatherings were just beyond magical. And thank you. Thank you for your presence. And I'm really enjoying that you have that amethyst. As you know, that is a very special, energized, sacred stone. And what I'm enjoying so much about it is, as you're saying what you were just sharing, Archangel Zadkiel is right behind you. I mean, right behind you, beautifully. And Zadkiel is just whispering and laughing and saying, take my hand and dance again and smile and remember to sing again and go out and laugh because you can. And there you will find yourself and remember that you are exactly where you need to be. And so Zadkiel is just bringing you joy and like an opportunity to reclaim and to resolve that in this moment. And so I'm just so happy that you brought Zadkiel back to all of us today. And Zadkiel's laughing and saying, and remember, if it does not bring you joy, why are you doing it? And so, thank you for that gift. I'm really grateful to have that received by all of us, including ourselves today.
Yes, thank
you,
dear.
Thank you. And thank you for bringing us back to New Mexico. We love you. Many blessings.
I love you too.
Namaste, beloved one. Wow, huh? Such an extraordinary moment. So many extraordinary callers. Sri, where's your heart taking us next?
My
we have
goodness.
So many places. Oh, there's Hawaii right there. That's calling out to me. Okay, we're going to go to Hawaii. Namaste, Hawaii. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Aloha.
Aloha.
And greetings from the island.
Helen, thank you so much for what you do. I really, really appreciate both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you. How can we serve you, honey?
Oh, I just wanted to connect and let you know that there's someone out here that really appreciates what you're doing. There's lots of us, but I am a lineage holder. I am using the hashtag, and I support all of this wholeheartedly.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's just such, I'm covered. It's so funny. As I'm connecting with you right now, I am hot. You are so powerful. Like your energy and your sincerity. And of course, you know, sincerity, love, and presence is the miracle formula. And so as you and I are connecting, I feel this miracle presence building between us, and it's just covering me in heat. I am so hot.
I am hot too, and my hands have been emanating this kind of energy and heat that I've never experienced.
Yes.
And I don't know what's going on. Something's going on with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, now I'm dripping. I don't know if you can see it in this, but I'm literally dripping the more you and I connect. And so,
wow.
Yeah. And so what I will share with you is this, all you have like this beautiful group, and they feel very blue starborn to me, very, very ascended, very high frequency. And they're standing around you, and you're in this like round temple, but I can't tell if it's a room or if it's the actual temple. I think it might be the actual temple, and it's just so compatible with the environment outside. And they keep saying to you, yes, you are going through, they're calling it, you are going through the burning, and that this is the remnant of that which would seek to stop you from full empowered mastery. And that as you move through this moment and the burning comes to its peak, the igniting flame of your true nature will take hold and all will be revealed. And so it is.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's been quite the journey.
I see it.
No. And living in Hawaii is an incredible, incredible place for power.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you for bringing that empowerment to all of us today.
Many blessings.
Mahalo. We love you. Mwah. Namaste. Wow. 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 Sri, I'm just like blown away. And again, my breath. This is, again, guys, part of this August energy. And I really just want to share with all my heart and soul that when we step into the August moment, we're stepping into the August moment. Mercury will have gone stationary, right? And then we're going to be in that shadow for literally half of the month. So do you see the energy of balance that's trying to come forward? Again, we talk about this more in our video. But this energy of balance is coming forward, but it's coming forward as balanced energy. So what that means is that we are being invited into our compassionate nature and to stabilize that. And this is extremely important because compassion is the energy of the fifth dimension. Because it's what Sri was talking about earlier. When we step into the fifth dimensional energies is where we first ignite compassion. However, if we have stepped into the fifth dimension, but we're still very much looking down, we're focused in the third dimension,
firmly in the
right,
third.
Then what's happening is that we are actually empowering the fear dimension, because that energy is what is wanting us to stay in that kind of droplet in the middle, that center of the storm of density. Remember that when we're in the center of a cyclone, it's calm. It's often sunny. It's very, very pretty. And we sit there and go, oh, it's so pretty right here. But if we ever start looking out, we go, whoa, okay. The third dimension right now is encapsulated. It's not looking out. Let me put up the graphic again, just to very quickly share that. If you look at this graphic in the center, that drop that has erupted up, all around it is the storm. And so in the center of that droplet there, because you have like these high, high sides of the same illusion, it's like standing in the middle of a sphere of illusion, right? So because the illusion has expanded so much, you can't see what you can't see. You don't even know what you don't know. You are forgetting what you were forgetting. And so that layer of energy is entrapping beings into the third dimension. And so as you are expanding, as you are lifting, this compassion comes in the fifth dimension. And then, of course, you see the violet energy around the fifth. That's that beautiful seventh dimension where we then enter into the ninth, which releases us onto a much greater journey. That's where we become the witness again. And I do just want to put up this graphic one more time. Remember, in the third dimension, we witness the third dimension. Yes, we absolutely can lift and witness, but we're witnessing the third dimension from the third dimension. It is a lift, but it will only take you so far. But when we can become the witnesser of the witness, and that's that fifth dimension, the compassion expands because it sincerely opens up the love them they know not what they do. And from there, if we can fully anchor in the seventh dimension, this is where the non-judgmental oneness experience first roots itself as our divine, everyday, waking, breathing consciousness. And then, of course, we lift into the ninth, where we become the witness again for a whole new journey. And that's what August is offering. It's a moment. July is that resolution, that cement can't keep being stirred anymore. So you're either stirring it tight or you're unwinding it and claiming your power. Mm-hmm. And so what are you doing? And I want to just give you guys a quick giggle, and then I think we can still take one more caller.
Yes.
When we introduced this all on Saturday. On Friday, I took a walk up to our meditation caves because, you know, we have these incredible meditation caves here. And I was very much called to go up to the meditation caves and to take pictures. And I was doing that. And on the way back, I literally found my quarterstaff and a whole thing around it in front of the first cave. And then when I was walking down into what we call the ninth dimensional gateway, there was literally a sword waiting. And we recorded this. There's a whole ensoulment. This will be played Tuesday night as part of the lineage holders, because together we are better. We are collectively co-creating this moment. Yes, Kali's here. But she's here with compassion and the energy of the model of the true ascended mother. And we're going to talk a lot more about that in the video being posted tomorrow, plus next weekend. And of course, Thursday night during my new show, I'm very excited about Soul Mirrors Be Amazed. And we're have extraordinary co-hosts every week. So Sri, can we get another caller?
Yeah, I think
all right.
So.
Oh, and where are we going? Are we going to Eureka? Is that where we're going? Why not? Eureka! We're going to Eureka. Hi, Eureka. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I just got on because I was having trouble accessing you with YouTube.
Wow. Well, look at that great accident.
Yeah, here you are.
Well, I am most grateful for this opportunity and absolutely for everything you do and give. And I would most appreciate a mini soul reading.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. It's just so good to connect with you. Your heart is so beautiful and your smile like is infectious. Like I'm just sitting here and it's like my cheeks hurt. And because you have the most beautiful smile. And so the soul reading around you right now is they just keep saying, stay the course. They're saying that you're not in the doldrums, but you're in a moment where everything is starting to, it's like you're coming to your own still center. And within that still center, I'm feeling this like implosion, explosion. It's like a moment where you go, oh, and everything takes off. And so they're saying, stay the course. And they keep saying 4, 4, 4. You are all about the number 4. I mean, you are all about the number 4. And so I just keep hearing 4 more days and then 4 more weeks and then 4 more months, and just allow that energy to resonate and come forward for you. You're in a moment where you really are about finding your still center, but it's going to be an in-breath and then a wow. So I'm really glad we were able to connect today.
Thank you so much. And namaste.
Namaste. Many blessings, my love.
Well, as we come to a close for today, I just want to take a moment and remind you that fear is simply an illusionary experience tied to content.
Exactly.
Love is a true experience tied to the universal context. Love is the essence of our reality.
Yes.
Fear is simply the distraction.
Yes. And fear feeds all of the energy you're trying to say no to. So why not just say yes to you? Why not just say yes to the truth of who you are?
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.